Hi there. The word for you today is bring out the best in others. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Your words and attitudes have a powerful effect on other people. The woman caught in the act of adultery is a case in point. Her story is in John chapter 8. Observe how the Pharisees handled her. They said, quote, the law of Moses commanded us to stone such a woman. But how different Jesus' attitude was. Looking at her with compassion, listen to what he said in verse 11. Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin. Lifted, redeemed, empowered, you can't help but believe that she spent the rest of her life trying to live up to Christ's view of her. The mandate in Scripture which says encourage one another and build each other up is woven all through the New Testament. All of us need reassurance and appreciation. So, why do we sometimes pocket the praise we should pass on to others, or sidestep the practical help we could offer to open the way for them to succeed? Why? Well, sometimes it's simply because we're lazy or selfish, or we fall into the habit of just taking people for granted. Sometimes it's just easier to find fault. We underestimate the impact our words and attitudes can have on another person, or we assume that our approval is obvious. Are we afraid our praise might be a stumbling block, causing pride in them? Jesus didn't fear that when he hailed Nathanael and said, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." What a compliment, and coming from the lips of Christ. Look, the truth is, more people die of broken hearts than swelled heads. So today ask God for an opportunity to offer genuine praise to somebody in your life. Go ahead, ask Him to use you, to come alongside them and encourage them.